You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm a mom, a blogger, an entrepreneur, and I love encouraging and empowering other women. You don't have to feel lost, anxious, overwhelmed, or confused with life anymore, and I'm here to help you embrace who you really are and explore all of those opportunities. All right, so today we are talking about something that is extremely controversial, whether you have kids or not. It is parenting. I'm a very gentle mom. I definitely believe in discipline, but I also believe in really listening to your kid with the behaviors they're displaying, and just every kid is different and they're people. I wrote this Instagram post. If you're not following me, my handle is adrienne.reilly, adrienne.reilly. But I'm going to read it to you because to me it spoke so loudly. It says, "I firmly believe that the way we talk to our children becomes their inner voice. I feel in this whole motherhood and parenthood thing, we forget our children are living, breathing people. We worry so much about what our kid will be like tomorrow or the next day, we forget who they are and that they're someone today. I challenge you to acknowledge that your child is someone today and pay close attention to what brings them joy, what hurts their heart, what creates smiles and laughter, and what they're drawn to. I'm encouraged to live a life full of love, faith, lessons, and happiness. I wish my children would want to walk in the same path." Now, I'm not even bringing this up to have a conversation that is controversial or to force my parenting ideologies on you or to mom shame you. That is not the whole point of me making this podcast and reaching out in different directions with my ideas. The whole point of me bringing this up is I believe that the way we parent reflects on who we are, the way we're feeling, and what we're like in life. I'll give you an example. If you're feeling really poorly about yourself, and if you're not living to your happiest, fullest life, that doesn't always mean millions of dollars, guys. But if you're not happy in life, it's really hard to treat other people positively because you're so unfulfilled. Therefore, usually in your parenting practices, you're not always the kindest mom. And it's not like you want to be a mean mom. It just is what happens. It's what's being reflected. You project the way you perceive your life. And so the reason how this all even goes back to my Instagram post is I talked about how our kids are living, breathing people who have feelings and they have their own dreams, and we cannot project our dreams that we're not living onto them, and we cannot project our own likes and dislikes onto them and live through them in hopes that we'll be happy if they're happy, and we put all of this pressure on them to be happy so that we might be slightly fulfilled. And that's just not the way it is. That is not how parenting works. And if you're not a mom, I'm sure you've seen other people maybe do this, and maybe it's clicking in your head right now, but I know it's taken a really long time to get to where I am. My kid is only 2, but it's taken a lot of self-work, self-discipline, personal developments. You know, it is not an overnight process, and I don't want you to beat yourself up if you are resonating with what I had said about not living your fullest life and not being happy and not having your dreams and maybe projecting that on your kids. Maybe you're just realizing that. But like I said, I'm not here to mom shame you, and I'd rather give you some tips and tricks on how to reverse that. All right, so before you even think about giving me an eye roll, because I can feel it, and before I bring up the B word, I just want you to know I'm being genuine. So I had created my blog in a place to have this solid content for people, free content, and it all includes journal prompts, questions to ask yourself, free PDFs, all of these kind of things to help better your life and to create this happiness and abundance and just stop living this life full of anxiety and overwhelm, because I have been there. So on my website, I had created my favorite blog post of all times, and it was how to create your dream life. And what that all started with is dreaming and visualizing how to create goals and dreaming like you're a child. And I gave you the tips and tricks on how to get there, because so many of us have these dreams. Like, yeah, I would love to go to the Bahamas, but I have no idea how I'd even do it or how I'd get there. And it just takes you a step back and it makes you look at the big picture. It makes you think of your little goals and your big goals. And you might be asking yourself right now, like, how does that have anything to do with my parenting? You really need to focus on yourself and be building yourself up, and you need to be loving on yourself constantly, because as mothers, especially as mothers, we are always pouring out of our jug. Imagine if you have this gigantic jug of water and all of your children have a glass, and you're filling their cups up constantly all day because they're thirsty, and you have this gigantic pitcher of ice cold water that they are craving. So you need to fill that jug constantly. And what this jug represents is self-care, dreaming, living a life you love, happiness, and really taking control of who you are. I just want to go back and quote my Instagram post where I had said, we worry so much about who our children are going to be tomorrow or the next day, we forget they're someone today. Sometimes I feel like that's us. We forget that we are someone in this present moment, and we focus so much on the future of not even us. We focus on the bills, when our kids are going to go to their next activity, what we're going to do tomorrow. The laundry's piling up. There's so many dishes in the sink. Our play dates, family events. Like, we think of all of these things in the future and that we're attending, but we forget that we're supposed to live presently in our lives, and we're missing that memo. So to start taking your first action towards just changing who you are and just living this life of positivity, you can find that exact PDF that I was talking about, how to create a dream goal in your dream life. So if you go to adriannreely.com/home/create-your-dream-life. So adriannreely.com/home/create-your-dream-life. adriannreely.com/home/create-your-dream-life. I'm really thankful we had the opportunity to have a little chit chat about mindful parenting and just who we are as people, and I think that it's a really good conversation to start having. Feel free to take a screenshot of this podcast and put it on your Instagram stories and tag me at adriann.reely, adriannreely. And at the end of the month, I choose two people I send a Starbucks gift card to, just as a thank you for supporting me. And I just love giving back. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll chat to you in our next podcast.